It is March 13th, 2024. It's 9:01 p.m. So this is my first log. I haven't logged in a few days now. It's been a very difficult few days. My mom lost her battle from cancer yesterday. She had stage 4 liver cancer. Apparently, the liver cancer that she got is considered the most rare liver cancer. Only affects less than 2% of the population. And the oncologist saying that we see this case twice a year, possibly maybe twice a year. They said that it was pretty rare that this happened, that she got it. What's even worse is they said that the type of cancer that she has is a very aggressive cancer. It was pretty bad. To make a long story short, we had to rush my mom back to the hospital after getting discharged last week. We rushed her back in. My sister actually rushed her back in on Monday morning at 2. And I received a call around 3 saying that we're at the hospital. And she told me what's happening. So I canceled all my meetings, went straight downtown to the hospital and just be there. And the ER doctors, the nurses were baffled why is this cancer so fat, like acting very, very aggressively. A palliative care doctor, department head. She was, sorry, I'm just closing my door. I'm actually in the car right now. She was keeping an eye on my mom's case. And she ran down and found out she was at the hospital at the ER again. She ran down because she found out that she was back at the ER. Something's actually happening. Her stats were all over the place. So she ran down and literally took over the case and saying, "Oh my God, I am so sorry. This is crazy." She just didn't know what to say. They thought she had time to recover from what's happening, and apparently that was not the case. Hold on. I think Michelle's calling. Hold on. Yeah. So sorry. That was just the wifey. I was saying that she came down. I don't want to say in a panic mode, but she was in. Confused of exactly what's happening. So she told us forwardly that if you have any family members wants to come in, I suggest you call them right away. We'll move your mom to a separate room, like a private room, so you guys can say your goodbyes. So I called my brother right away. I called my cousin right away. I called my aunt that was visiting right away. I told them to come down to the hospital right now, drop everything, come to the hospital. And so they came down, and they came down around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and around 4:45 she passed away. And it was a shock. it was incredibly shocking experience. It was just, I never experienced this before. And the grief, the anger, the annoyingness of this whole thing was unbearable. And and this morning I went over to my dad, and we ending up getting the funeral arrangements sorted out, and that's all I did all day today is sorting out the funeral arrangement. I'm just glad that they had the funeral stuff sorted out years ago, and I just had to accompany my dad to sign paperwork and get all the stuff, all the details sorted out. And so that's why I haven't really logged, because I was going through all this. I did mention to all my friends and family that my mom passed away, and it's just emotional. It was just a lot of stuff happening, so I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just gonna end this log, and I'll try to record again something tomorrow.